In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Classified, starring Wyatt Russell, created by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg.
You know our first guest is a patient at Ravenholm. Is he batshit crazy? Is he a spy or some kind of secret agent? Let's find out. Please welcome Ivan Harris!
Sorry, what? Where am I? Who are you people? Where are you?
Guess he doesn't even know his own mind, huh, folks? So, you recently got the team together. I think we have a clip?
All right. Fine. We do your plan. And we pray there's a boat out there if we make it out.
When we make it out, there will be.
What was going through your mind when you found out there might be a boat?
Excitement, I guess, or maybe it's better than swimming.
You've got the attempted escape coming up. How do you feel about your chances?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. No one's ever gotten out of Ravenholm before. Luckily, we're all pretty good at hurting and killing people, so that should help. Except Stringer. Stringer can light some incense or something. Sorry, how do you know all this?
Look, we're almost out of time, but I've gotta ask. You and Odessa, do you think you'll get back together?
We're still together. We never broke up. I'm sorry, can you just tell me your name? Why is everybody laughing?
You heard it here first, folks. We'll be right back.
Not sure if you know this, but you talk a lot in your sleep.
I was a guest on The Tonight Show.
Again? That's twice this week.
Well, what can I say? I guess they love me. How about you? Do you ever sleep? Do you need to sleep? Or how does that work?
What if I told you I was sleeping right now?
If you told me that you were sleeping right now, then I'd be more confused than I already am. You know, this might be the Stockholm Syndrome talking, but I gotta say, man, it's been nice having a roommate. So, if we do actually end up making it out of this place, then what are you gonna do, huh? Gonna move into an imaginary apartment, huh? Get an imaginary job? Start an imaginary OnlyFans account.
What's OnlyFans?
OnlyFans. Well, it's... How comfortable are you being in front of a camera?
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Ivan. How'd you sleep?
Is that a real question? Do you really care?
Nope. It's called making conversation. And now it's over. Let's go.
At which point you will see a roundish yellowish sack emerge from the heifer's vulva, hopefully followed by the calf's feet. As soon as the calf is clear of the birth canal and you wipe away the amniotic fluid, you'll be holding a beautiful baby cow. A life, not a processed breakfast food.
So then you're not eating your sausage patty, or...
I am not. You may eat it.
Nice. Well, thanks.
What up, Escape Squad?
Huh? What do you guys think of that? It was a little fun, like, tune I made up. It's a little team name. I was toying with it. What do you think? What do you guys think? It's kind of fun, huh?
Well, at least it's not super obvious from the name what we're trying to do.
She has a point. Some subtlety might be the way to go.
Rolex watches. Yeah. Get your Rolexes here. 2 for $1.
Those are tinfoil yogurt lids.
This is a limited time offer. You're missing a hell of a deal.
trust no one.
Get your Rolexes here.
Hey, greatest deal you ever got. Where's Kappa?
I have not seen him today.
Maybe he's still getting food.
No, he's not getting food. He's not over there. Hey, Jimbo. Jimbo. Hey, man.
What?
Hey,
Ivan.
Jimbo, come over. Come here for a second.
What is it?
Hey, I was looking for my buddy Kappa. Have you seen him? He's a short fella. He's like a Joe Pesci type guy. He's round in the midsection. He's got kind of like a... You know who I'm talking about.
I know what he looks like.
Well, okay, he's not here.
Yeah, that's because we moved him.
What do you mean? What do you mean you moved him?
It means he's gone.
Okay, I know. And gone. By gone, you mean what?
Gone, as in you won't see him again.
Okay, then explain you won't see him again. Where did he go? What happened to him?
Stop asking me stupid questions and eat your damn food.
This is bad, Ivan.
We can't get through the door on D-level without Kappa. We go down there without a way through. It's...
Yeah, I know. It's mission over. I know that, okay?
When things are not going my way, I like to ground myself with a breathing exercise. Now everyone breathe together. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. This whole idea was... God, what was I thinking? If they took Kappa, then they have to know that we're up to something.
We don't know that, okay?
Hold it at the top. 2.
God, Stringer, shut up. Stringer, start breathing normal. 4.
This mission is over.
Hold on, wait. Sit down. We can still do this. It's like a hiccup. It's a little, like, blip. It's 3. A bump in the road. You know, it's a burp when your food comes out. And
2, 3, 4. How does everyone feel now?
Great. We feel great, Stringer. Keep breathing.
What about your silent partner?
Who?
You said you had a man on the inside. Can he help us?
That's a very, very, very actually great question. You know what? I've been wondering the same thing myself, really. Oh, I gotta ask him.
I'm thinking.
I know. Think faster.
What was that?
What? I had something in my throat. I was going, think better. You know, I was trying to clear my throat, sorry.
Look, this was a nice dream. Leaving this place, but there's a reason no one's ever done it before. It's not possible.
It is possible. It's possible. You gotta trust me.
Not from where I'm standing. Stay away from me. I don't want to end up like Kappa.
Penny, wait. Kappa could be in a great place. You don't even know where Kappa is.
See you around, Goodwill Hunting.
Oh wait, Stringer, no, man. You can't leave too.
We probably should not be seen congregating. Even though this did not work out.
Don't go, God.
Does not mean you are unworthy of love.
No, my God. What the hell just happened? It's over. Wait a second, are they onto us, Lark? Do they know?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you've been thinking for a really long time.
This is very unexpected.
No, it's not. It's not unexpected, this is a total disaster. We're supposed to be getting out of this place tomorrow. Right?
Stop freaking out, okay?
Well, you should start freaking out. We just lost our entire team.
I know that. I've been sitting here the whole time. I just need a minute to think this through.
That's what you've been doing. That's what you've been doing this entire time. I'm not sure if you know.
Ivan, stop talking. Stop it.
Fine, I'm done. These are the last words you'll hear from me ever. God, I'm going to be stuck in here forever. Dr. Bell's going to ice cream scoop my brains out. Okay, those are my last words, all right? Starting... right now. There, you know what? Forget this.
What are you doing?
I think Penny and Stringer are right. We shouldn't be seen together.
You are literally the only one who can see me. To anyone else, it looks like you're sitting alone. Where are you going?
Well, it looks like I'm going nowhere, Lark.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Maria, we can no longer be lovers. We must not be seen together. We must end this union and go our separate ways.
But why, Jorge?
No, Maria. God, I know how you feel right now. I know what it's like to lose hope. I've recently lost hope myself. I can...
We had our whole future planned out. The house in the hills. The nine children, don't you remember?
Preach it, girl. Preach, preach. I've never felt so seen in my life. Lark, you ever feel like no one really sees you?
Literally, all the time. This is embarrassing, what you're doing.
Oh, God. Let me grieve, will you?
Ivan, you've been watching TV for hours.
Yeah, well, I just learned I'll be stuck here for the rest of my life, okay? So get off my back.
You're such a downer. We need a hype man on this team, yeah?
Need a hype man on this team? What are you, Dennis Rodman? There is no team. Just like there's no Maria and Jorge anymore, all right? It's over.
Side effects may include itchy eyes, drowsiness, hair loss, yellowing toenails.
Eli, shut up.
Seizures, vertigo.
Hey, I was watching that.
Get your own TV.
Do not change the channel. Put it back.
Nurse said I could.
Enlargement of the prostate gland, varicose veins, severe blisters, mild flatulence.
Enlargement of the prostate gland, varicose veins, severe blisters, mild flatulence.
Whoa, wait a second, Eli. How'd you do
the heartbreak of psoriasis? Ask your doctor if this medication is right for you.
Why live with the heartbreak of psoriasis? Ask your doctor if this medication is right for you.
Whoa. You knew what the commercial was going to say before they said it. You just repeated a commercial word for word seconds before it was on TV. How did you do that?
I was just listening to the chatterbox lady in my head.
The chatterbox lady. That's... Wait. Oh my. So you heard that before it happened? Oh my God, it was right in front of me the whole time. This is it. Lark. Lark, where? Show yourself.
Behind you.
Okay, God, okay. Listen, this is a terrible idea, I know, but you gotta hear me out, okay?
All right.
Okay, we know the code to the door changes every morning, right? That's for sure.
Yeah.
And without Kappa, we can't crack the code. But we might be able to intercept it. There's a patient here, okay, who is extremely sensitive to electronic signals.
Why are you pointing at Eli?
Mm-hmm. I'm pointing at Eli because remember when he told me he was a recipient? Do you remember that? He had that little meltdown in group where he was screaming what we thought was gibberish. Remember that?
I remember vividly. And normally, people who scream gibberish aren't exactly right in the head.
Right in the head. I never said he was right in the head, first of all, okay? And I prefaced all of this by saying that this is a terrible idea, okay? But we have literally no other choice, and I'm pretty sure we can use him. What?
I already thought of this. He's not a stable individual. Look at him.
No, Lark, we're way beyond that. We are so way beyond that, okay?
He's not dependable. Trust me, please. Eli was born with EHS, electromagnetic hypersensitivity. He could pick up things the rest of us couldn't even perceive. They ran every test they could think of, all inconclusive. They put him through an experimental procedure and in the process, dialed up his EHS to 100. These weren't ordinary doctors.
Project Aperture.
Most likely. The people who fixed him, they could drop him into any foreign country and the guy would soak up everything. There was no transmission too small, too encrypted. If it was riding a frequency, Eli was surfing that wave right along with it. Pissed the Russians off pretty good. They couldn't figure out how all their classified intel was being stolen.
So what you're saying is they turned him into a human antenna?
Yep. A human antenna with no off switch. Guy was hearing intercepted signals 24/7. Took only a few years for his mind to put up the going out of business sign and call it quits. And that's where this place comes in.
Stop.
We're going to help you, Eli. Here at Ravenholm, your recovery is our primary concern.
Oh, I'm sold. I'm sold.
How? That was not a sales pitch.
Well, it sounded like one to me, so.
That was an anti-sales pitch. I'm going to veto this. If one person in this place is not dependable, it's Eli.
It doesn't matter. All he's got to do is intercept the code to the door, and then we got our ticket out of here.
That's a pretty big if. There's a much better way for us to do this. I just need time to figure this out.
Time, time. It's all you've been asking for is time, and time is the thing we're running out of. Okay, we have no more time.
Out of all of your bad ideas, this is the worst, hands down.
This mission has been full of bad ideas. Let's get that clear. But morale in me right now remains high, and I'd like to feel the same thing from you, so I'm doing this.
Fine. Knock yourself out. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Eli, what's up, bud?
I lost it. Damn it.
You lost? You okay, what'd you lose?
Well, now I don't remember. You ever try to follow a thought in your mind? Try to chase it? See where it ends up? You do it long enough, hard enough, you always lose it. Question is, where does it go? Where do they all go? Somewhere special? Somewhere safe? Somewhere outside the perception of our neural pathways? Coasting along out there on some kind of super broadband fiber optic airwave roller coaster?
Yeah, right, right. No, that all the time. It's just, it's actually all the time.
Still think this was a good idea?
Back in the day, all we had was our thoughts. Then this guy comes around in the early 1900s, named Philo Farnsworth or something, I think. Built the first fully functional all-electronic image pickup device and television system, and poof, there went all our collective thoughts. He made us all products of the ADD generation, my friend. But the tube wasn't enough for us. No, we needed more. Now we're using likes and filters to help us snap, post, tick, and stream.
This is going about as well as I imagined.
Eli, we're friends, right?
We conformed a highly salient social bond, so yes, we maybe could be.
Great, 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 because I'm going to ask you for something huge. It's huge, and I need your help, and I just need you to say yes, okay?
And what if I say no?
Well, you're not going to say no. I know you hear things, okay? I know that. I need you to intercept a code for me so we can escape this place. So we're leaving tomorrow night. You in?
Leaving? As in escaping? You found a way to shrink yourself down to the size of an ant, didn't you? I knew it. I've been working on it for ages. God. What'd you use? Gamma rays? Delta rays? Uranium? Radium? Polonium?
No, God. Just, Eli, we just need you. I just need you to say the words yes, okay?
Great. Yes. I'm in.
All right. Perfect. Yes. You got it. We leave tomorrow, all right?
Oh, no can do. I'm booked up tomorrow. Big TED Talk. Sorry.
So, how'd it go?
Shut up.
I told you so.
You think that right now is the time for I told you so's?
Where are you going now?
I'm going after him because we can't take no for an answer. Are you coming?
Do I have to?
You're such a downer. Where's my hype man?
Hey.
What happened
to
you?
Hey, you stole that from me.
God damn it. Where did he go? I don't see him.
Vending machine. 3 o'clock. Right there.
Eli, you don't belong here, okay? None of us do. These people in here, they did stuff to us, man. Things that they should have never done. They turned you into an antenna. They turned me into something very dangerous, and we need your help, okay? We can't do this without you, so please, Eli.
One sec. I need a moment to consult with my legal counsel.
Did he just tuck his head inside his shirt to talk to his lawyers?
Yes, of course he did.
Well, what the hell do I pay you people for?
Wonder if he's got them on retainer.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with absolutely, for sure.
Long story short, my people concur. They don't like this place either. I'm in, but I get to keep all the treasure for myself.
Okay, great. Yes, absolutely. I was gonna actually bring that up. It's all yours.
Then we got ourselves a deal.
Great. You know what? I'm going to rain check on that handshake.
This is all very exciting stuff. Escaping. Very sane.
Good. Yes. Good. Okay, perfect. So tomorrow, there's going to be a code, and it's going to be transmitted to Dr. Bell, and I need you to work your magic, and I need you to get that code for me, okay?
Oh, God. So many numbers, and then the voices, and the chatterboxes, and the sounds, and the musical interludes, lots of digits, hard to find.
You can do it, but I know it's hard to find, but you can do it. I trust you. I believe in you. You got to meet me in the rec room in an hour, okay? And I'll walk you through the whole plan, and I'll introduce you to the rest of the team, okay? Okay, perfect. Now, Eli, remember, most important thing, do not tell anyone.
Not a soul. You have my word. Scout's honor.
Well, Lark, it appears we're back in the game, huh?
Well, I wish I shared your confidence. While this is a nice idea and all, it has a couple of flaws in it. One, Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Eli.
Eli.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And three,
Eli.
Right.
I got it. I got it. Yeah.
You're quick. You are quick.
Yeah, I knew where you were going.
Eli.
All right, everybody, thank you for coming back and sitting with me. Got the team back together. I'd like to thank myself for believing in me when everybody else walked away.
Can you make this quick?
No chance. Monopoly's not a quick game. So, okay, look, I've solved the Kappa situation, guys.
Solved is a strong word.
Solved how?
You need to keep an open mind. I will say that, okay?
There is no such thing as a bad idea.
That's right. Eli, come on over.
Hello, my fellow cosmic travelers. I was just rehearsing my TED Talk. Want to hear? Working title is, Where Do All the Thoughts Go?
I take it back. This is a terrible idea.
Yep. I'm leaving.
No, wait. Just stop. Stop for 1 second, okay? Just stop. Okay, why don't we just play some Monopoly and talk, all right?
Only if I can win.
Okay, great. So, I'm going to say this again. Ready? Here's us. And our pieces, they start where? In jail, that's right, for
no,
obvious
don't
reasons.
Worry. Okay, we're not actually going to play a full 7-hour game of Monopoly. Can we just, like, is there a time cut? Can we time cut this and the thing and just, like, tune back in? And go? Perfect. Okay, great.
And that's how we get out of jail, pass go, and collect $200 while giving this place double middle fingers on the way out. All right, any questions?
Who keeps the Monopoly money? Is that separate from the treasure?
What treasure?
Don't worry about it. God, just skip it. Penny, Stringer, questions, thoughts, concerns?
Tons of concerns.
It is a solid plan.
If we can actually pull it off.
We're going to, because we have no other choice, okay?
You're getting pretty good at this whole team leader thing, huh?
We should split up, you know, to avoid suspicion.
I got my TED Talk anyway. Can't be late. Reserve you guys seats in the front row.
If he gets us caught or killed, I'm gonna kill you.
If he gets us killed, you can kill me again, okay?
See you around.
Soon, your Odessa will feel the warmth of your body in the blissful heat of passion. I think of this often to remind myself why I am doing this idiotic thing.
He often thinks about the warmth of your body?
I'm pretty sure he's just trying to be sweet, but let's just not go there because it creeps me out, if we're being honest.
So, we have a plan, and it looks like we have a team.
God, now we just need a minor miracle.
I think we're going to need a little more than that. Who are you calling?
I need to know she's okay. Hey, it's me. Don't say anything. If you still love me, press any button once. If you hate me, press any button twice. Oh my God, I love you. I love you. I love you. 1,000 beeps worth. Oh God, I miss you so much. I have to go. I gotta go.
What's wrong?
I just want my life back, man.
Tomorrow's your chance to get it.
Yeah. Hey, Lark, I've never said thank you.
For what?
For helping me, man. For helping me out.
You don't have to.
God damn it, Ivan. Don't ugly cry. Don't get sentimental. Not now. It's weak. This is weakness, not in front of your imaginary friend. Don't let him know you're weak. You gotta suck it up. Think about messed up things. Go to a dark place.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Your eye is
I'm
twitching.
Yeah, are you a little twitch.
Jeez, okay. Hey, talk to me, man.
Next time you hear from me, we'll hopefully be in the middle of an escape, right? Fingers crossed. Now, the moment you probably all haven't been waiting for, Eli's TED Talk.
Crippling athlete's foot, a tostada salad, elderly male nudist, the singer known as John Bon Jovi. What do they all have in common?
Steve, I don't want to listen to this anymore. Can we cut it off? Can we just get to Steve off? All right, let's go to the next episode.
Escape Squad!
Classified stars Wyatt Russell as Ivan, Brent Jennings as Lark, Angela Serafian as Penny, Don Norwood as Calhoun, Edwin Hodge as Stringer, Kyle Kinane as Jimbo, Oliver Cooper as Eli, Monica Potter as Dr. Bell. Additional performances by Ben Begley, Catherine Cavari, James Wellington, Philip Anthony Rodriguez, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Amanda Phillipson, Porter Fazula. Created, written, and directed by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg. Executive produced by Wyatt Russell, Spencer Cohen, Anna Hallberg, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Brian Kessley. Assistant music editor David Tedeschor. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatriz Neromia. Edited by Lauren Cabanas and Braden McCluskey. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Sound effects editor Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixing by Sarah Ma. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Nicole Jolly. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner, Bailey Grayson, Mike Brown, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Alexandra Batishi, Alexa Goldstein, and Connor Gianlorenzo Leach. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Danny Wedding, and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Classified is a Q Code production.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.